From RSU Radio in Claremore, Oklahoma, you're listening to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. Introducing our Mother's Day special, featuring Mama Coleman. And now your host, Caden Coleman.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to a later edition of It's Kinda Late. It is close to 8:30 on the dot. Close to that. I'm here with Caleb, of course, my producer. How are you, Caleb?
I'm doing good on this late show. It's not, it's kind of late. It is late.
It's, yeah, it is late. That's the new edition. And speaking of it, it's not only it is late, it also is the Mother's Day special, which we're so excited about. I will have my mom, of course, on the air. We are super, super excited. And again, Mother's Day isn't technically today, but I thought we would celebrate early. And it also is my mom's birthday on Saturday. So I thought I would go ahead and do like a little birthday, Mother's Day combination type of thing. Also, shout out to Connor. Listener Connor, it's also his birthday on Saturday as well. Really important shout out. Shout out to the RSU women's softball team. They just won both of their games today in the regionals, correct? Is that right?
It's the first game of the tournament, yeah.
Yes, which congratulations. They're moving on. We are very, very proud. Abigail Taylor is one of the players, and she's a friend of mine and also a listener. So congrats to all them. We are extremely proud and extremely proud to be in Hillcat.
And Andrea Morales, pitcher of the year for the MIAA
congratulations
conference.
Crazy RSU stepping up to the game, or stepping up to the plate, I guess. Wow, identical terms. Yes. Oh, the jokes are there. But speaking of, I have this really cool thing that I thought I'd ask my crew members about, you know, their experience with their mothers, their favorite thing about their mothers, and to thank their mothers. I'm going to give them a chance to do that. So here's the crew at RSU Radio thanking their parents, well, their mom especially, and here's that now.
So one thing that I really like about my mom was a story that I really love about my mom was when COVID first hit, I was the only one that was stuck homeschooling my younger siblings. And afterwards, she always made sure she went out of her way to thank me. She would treat me to dinner, or she would buy me little things that I needed as a thank you and as appreciation for what I was doing for her. Both of my parents only made it through the sixth grade, since both of them were born and raised in Mexico, so there was a limited amount of knowledge they could apply to my younger siblings. And because I'm in college, I was the only one that was able to do it.
So I had kind of an unconventional childhood in comparison to what the traditional idea of what the household is. I was raised by a single mom, and we lived with my grandma because my mom had me very early. She had me at 17 years old. And that created a really interesting dynamic. And I know that it was really hard for her to handle having two kids at such a young age and also being a single mom at the same time. So I think with the circumstances, she worked really, really hard. And I really appreciate everything that she did for me, for my brother. And I just want to give a shout out to all the single moms out there, because you got this. We love you, we believe in you, and happy Mother's Day.
What's so special about my mom is that she's, like, always shopping for me. Like, she has a small me in her head, and every time she goes out shopping, it has to be my groceries, too. There's this little spot at our... we have a bar stool and a bar, and that's where I would eat growing up. And every time I come home from college, like over the weekend, she has composited like a hoard in that spot, like on the counter. And I don't know if it's because she misses me or something, and it helps her to build up a little rat hoard of things for me in that spot. But it's very appreciated when I get home, and it's often practical things like contact solution, you know, the stuff that I don't want to buy for myself. But every time she goes out and gets groceries, even though I don't live there anymore, she always makes sure to get me groceries as well, and I really appreciate it.
from the It's Kinda Late family to yours, happy Mother's Day. And shout out to all the moms out there. We love you. Isn't that so sweet? Oh, it's Caden again. I know I just talked in that promo, but we love the moms here at RSU Radio. And shout out to all the moms, again, not only our team, but all the moms out there, period, especially single mothers. You're killing it. You're rocking it. And this weekend's for you. Speaking of, one random thing. The last girl that spoke in that little promo thing we did there was Evan Wallace. And today was her last day at RSU Radio. My heart is breaking and I'm going to cry. I mean, I already have teared up a little bit. But she's moving on to bigger and better things. She's graduating. She already graduated already. Graduation is tomorrow, right? RC Radio.
Yeah, that is correct. And I also want to give a shout out to Maria. If you're tuning in right now to listen to our show, we're sorry you're hearing our voices right now, but she graciously gave up some of her airtime so we could do the show. So shout out to Maria as well.
Yes, and Maria is stepping up and taking Evan's position as student operations manager here at the station. And we're so grateful for her. We were talking to her today, and especially Evan, all three of us, and talking about how grateful we are to be not only be here live and have our own shows, but to even be working here. And it's such a great environment and great coworkers. But here's the real thing. We would not be here if it weren't for our mothers. And it's a special weekend. And yes, you have any good stories with your mom?
I mean, I got lots of good stories for her. You can't put
that's
me on
true.
The spot like
I
that.
Know. I'm like, okay, tell me all the stories about your mom. But talk about your mom.
I mean, my mom's, she's great. She has raised 7 children over the course of, like, I guess almost 20 years now, because my birthday is coming up soon, turning 20. Shout out to that. But she's raised all of us. I mean, obviously my dad's been there too. He's great as well. But, you know, focusing on mom here. So it's great. She helps me a lot. She's going to help me come move out of my dorm. Or I don't know. We'll figure it out. But, yeah, she's helped a lot. And she's taught me a lot about myself and about other people.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. And we love Caleb's mom. Love, love, love Caleb's mom. But speaking of, I have a mom too. And she, I do have a mom. She is a single, hardworking mom. When people ask me, where'd you get your work ethic from, or your personality from? The key source is, of course, not only genetics wise, my mom, but just the love and care I've gotten from my mom. And she is actually in the studio right now. Everyone, welcome my mom, Mama Coleman. Say hi.
Hello.
This is my mom. Anyways, how are you today, ma'am?
I'm great.
What have you done today?
Today I've worked.
Beautiful. Working. See, I told you, hard work ethic.
That's right.
Mama Coleman brings that hard work ethic to a whole different standard. And her friends also agree with that, too.
My friends are hard workers.
Yeah. She builds a culture around herself. Of hard work and a hard work ethic. And here's the thing. It's all paying off because this summer, actually, we're going to go on like our first vacation in forever.
That's right.
Are you excited?
I am so excited. I'm glad things are getting back to normal. And we are going to head to the beach.
Oh, yeah. Where? What beach?
We're going to Destin.
Classic. It's been a long time
it
since
has.
We've been to...
It's been about 12 years.
Mm. And do you want those 12 years of hard work is now paying off? We're here.
Let's hope it didn't take that long next
time. I know. And we're bringing the family this time, which shout out to the rest of the family, yeah. If they're listening.
Yeah.
But shout out to the rest of the family that's going with us. I don't know if there's going to be a little family antsy, you know? Because I'm the middle child, by the way. I don't know if I ever said that on the show. But I'm the middle child of 3. My mom raised 3 boys. Talk about that. A single hardworking mom, a hairdresser, always on her feet, always cutting people's hair, always talking, and she manages to put up with all 3 of us, especially me, the middle child, which is, yeah. And we're all going to be 3 on vacation, so let's hope things go well.
Let's do.
I know. We're all 3 different, though, aren't we?
Totally different.
Well, for people that don't know, who were your sons? I mean, except for me.
Who are my sons?
Yeah, I'm your son.
We have Gavin, and he's 22. And then a couple years later, we were graced with Caden.
I don't know who that is.
That's right. Who will soon be 20.
Yeah.
And then we have Easton, who is 15 and will be 16 here pretty quick.
Driving a car. Ooh. Already has his truck. Scary.
It's very scary.
I know. Were you scared when
exciting,
I got my car?
But scary.
Were you scared?
No, you did pretty good.
That's good. But when I got in that accident, though.
That was terrifying.
Yeah, I did get hit once. But not my fault, though. Liability insurance still is in clutch, right?
No, it wasn't your fault.
That's good. That's good. But we raised a very dog-oriented family. So there's three boys, but there also, more importantly, is two girls in the household.
That's right.
My mom is a Labradoodle mom.
Golden Doodle mom.
Golden Doodle. Anything but Lab, Golden Doodle, Labradoodle.
Right.
All somewhat similar, but she loves all of them. And those girls run our house more than I do. Because, to be fair, I'm all the way up in Claremore whenever my family's based in Glenpool. But those dogs run that house.
That's right.
Shout out to them if they're listening.
I'm sure they're tuning in right now.
If you're listening right now, Roxy and Gypsy, bark, 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 bark.
Oh,
we're glad you're listening in. Now, okay, wait a minute. Throw me out. Well, here's the thing. In this show, we are so full of surprises. And here's the thing. There's a big surprise that I haven't said because I wanted to be super special. And again, we've had tons of production issues about this because obviously we're coming in very, very, very late in the game. It's 8:40. We originally start at 7, but we have a huge, huge, big surprise. Ladies and gentlemen, Caleb's mom is actually here. Caleb has no idea. Let's get her set up here. And again, this is all brand new. Caleb has no idea. See, and here's the thing. I was pushing for this show so hard that Caleb was like, you want your mom on the air so bad. And I was like, you have no idea. You have no idea what's happening. Your mom is coming. But I didn't ever tell him. But in my head, that's what I'm thinking. And she even, your mom is such a spy, and she even covered for me and said it was too late. Covered for me and said it was too late, and it was like too late at night. And I told Caleb he should say, oh, it's only kind of late. But he didn't use that perfect opportunity to be a pun. But here is Michelle right here. We got her all set up. It took a minute. But hi, Michelle. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
How do you feel, Caleb?
I'm surprised, obviously.
do you have any idea, honestly?
A little bit, kind of.
What gave it away? We worked so hard.
We did.
I know.
It was covered up pretty well, I would say.
Because you're thinking, we never thought that the show would last that long. I mean, the game. And your mom sent me the funniest meme. I will post it on RS Radio so you can see it. But she sent me that.
Gosh.
That's why I was laughing earlier. And you go, what? I go.
Well, I kind of had an idea whenever I was like, what's the game going to be? And you're like, oh, it's going to be like the, I mean, I don't want to spoil it, but you basically were kind of like talking about how it was going to be a competition between people. And I was like, wait a second. Mm.
Well, do you want though? Aren't you glad?
Yeah,
and speaking of it, I actually have a little bit of surprise for everybody in the room. If you go in those little two drawers down there.
Oh gosh, what have you done?
Those two drawers. Yeah, you pull down there. There is flowers for both of the lovely mothers here.
Aww.
So I not only want to thank my mom, but I also want to thank Caleb's mom, literally, for being not only an angel, but raising such a good kid and a good friend to me. Luke helped me set this up. Shout out to Luke and the studio for helping me get this all set up. These moms deserve nothing but the world. And shout out to the moms out there. Yeah.
I've used that cheer way too much. I'm sorry.
No. But yeah, we're all here. Are you shook? Please make it worth it.
Yeah, like,
oh, it was crazy.
What do you want him to do?
Yeah. I don't know. Go crazy.
Let me just jump in the air real quick.
You should have passed out. It would have been so good.
I don't know. Maybe shed a little tear or something.
Yeah, okay.
It's his mom's here.
I know. Time to get our Oscar on and just act. You know what I mean?
Okay. I'll try.
But, anyways, I want to talk about good childhood stories. So again, I know me as a kid, and my mom knows me as a kid. I was a little bit rough. I was a little bit of a bratty kid. I cried a lot. You tell me that all the time.
Yes.
Now, for Caleb, what was Caleb like as a kid? You can say anything you want.
Be honest.
I need some dirt on him, so please You can be nice, but...
Wow. He was a really good kid.
Don't play us down for that.
That's probably why I had so many kids after him, was because he was just so good that I just had to keep going.
You inspired a whole family tree. How do you feel?
Like a whole dozen kids, yeah.
Yep.
I know, yeah. People that don't know, shout out to the Broker family. I don't know if they're listening or not.
It's they are. Cool. They're listening in the parking lot, actually. I brought a whole bunch of them.
Are you for real?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Surprise.
Shout out to them.
More surprise.
Yeah, here, list them off.
Madison, Michaela, Mackenzie, and Macy are all out in the car with their dad, Christopher.
Mm. Shout out to Christopher. Christopher's also a legend and a vet. So shout out to people in the military as well. But enough about everyone else. It's about the moms.
Who cares about them?
Caleb, what's so special about your mom?
I already said that.
I know, but like...
But now that I'm here.
Now that you're here, you have to really embrace it.
Well, I don't want to repeat myself because that'd be redundant.
Hey, it's third weekend. Yeah. Redundant as beauty.
Well, one thing is I ran out of space in my car to move out, so I have extra space to move out now, so that's cool.
Yes, that's why I'm here.
Oh, my goodness. Moving out, were you all scared when we moved out from college?
Yes.
Were you scared for what he was going to do, or were you scared about...
I was scared because you were going to be his roommate.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you have the right to do that. I mean, I would be scared, too. Were you scared, Mom?
No, I was just wishing you would take your cats with you.
Yeah, but I didn't take my cats with me. Caleb brought a turtle, though. It's a whole different
didn't
saga.
Last very long.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest, I don't like that turtle. The turtle's still alive. It's fine.
Yeah, the turtle's at my house now.
I know. How do you feel about that?
I would gladly send it back.
Yeah.
Well, I would if I could.
Well, no takers. I'm not messing with that turtle.
Well, good thing you're not my roommate anymore.
You better watch out.
And the reason why is because Caden wants to, very emphasize that he never wants to be a roommate again.
That is not true.
Every time we talk about it, he's like, true. I'm so glad we're never going to be roommates again.
I never say that. That is a bunch of hogus bogus. That is a bunch of lies.
Why are you bullying me?
But speaking of, the first day we moved into RSU, we all had like a family dinner together. Mm-hmm. And look at us now. Doesn't it feel so much different? Like, two years down the line.
Kind of missing a third of us, but you know.
I know. Shout out to the Gieske family. I don't know if they're listening or not.
Not sure.
They're basically like a second family to me. And we're at their house all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Michelle, you know, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're over there all the time doing shenanigans. That's probably why you were scared.
Yes.
You've probably seen some of the antics that we've done.
Yep.
But we're good kids, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
From what they know, yeah.
They're like, are we forced to say that? Little did they know that we are holding them hostage in here and making them say good things about us.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, they're in handcuffs right now, actually.
I thought you said we couldn't say that. I thought that was a secret.
Oh, I can say it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I'm the producer.
That's another secret. No.
Full of secrets.
But we are so blessed with our moms.
Absolutely.
Here's one good story about my mom, and she's not going to like me bringing this up. She's already shaking her head. This is like one thing I wanted to bring it up, and because we always bring it up, I got grounded one time because...
Just one time?
Well, I got grounded more times, reasonably so. I deserve to get grounded. I deserve for some of the times. Because I went out, you know what I mean? I had some friends, whatever, but it doesn't matter. Anyways, it was winter, and it was, like, freezing on the driveway. My mom was, like, carrying all this stuff, and I guess I wasn't helping her, which is never a good sign. And she actually slid and fell on the driveway on the ice. And I'm not going to lie, I might have laughed a little bit first, but and then it was like a overt laugh, and then my other brother got the worst of it. But how do you feel about that? Have you recovered from that fall?
Yeah, I'm good now.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you're actually grounded now. I just haven't told you yet.
Oh no, I got grounded for bringing it
now
up.
That he moved back to the house.
Nice. Live ground. Oh yeah,
it's all the stuff he brought back when he moved back to the house.
No, are you gonna expose me live on air?
That's right. You should see my house right now, Caleb.
Okay, hold on.
I saw his dorm room. So
well,
excuse me, my room was clean. My dorm room.
Yeah,
the room's not clean. I mean, your room's clean. It's the stuff you brought home from college that you just dropped.
I have a lot of stuff. I'm a busy man here at RSU Radio. The benefits are here.
That has nothing to do with you owning things.
Okay, well, have fun moving out. I wish you the best of luck.
I will. I have like 4 boxes. That's about it. That's all right. Or else I wouldn't need help. So.
Well, when you live in a 4-bedroom apartment and people just leave their stuff there in the 4-bedroom apartment, you have to take it with you. You know?
But that's another story. It's not the time to dive into that.
Yes. But again, we were roommates freshman year. It feels like we've been here way longer than that.
Thankfully, probably the only year we'll get cut short was the year we were roommates. I'm thankful for that.
Yeah. Are you thankful that
you just agreed with that? And I was,
well, are you thankful that we get the time got short between?
It was a joke.
We're still best friends, allegedly.
Clearly.
No, but I'm telling you though, I was like pushing so hard for this show to happen since we had, of course, Michelle coming in and like surprising and all that stuff. And again, Caleb may have slightly new, but Caleb's like, oh, we can't just take over the whole station and play all we want. I was like, if you
the only reason why is because, again, shout out to Maria. I know that other people work hard on their shows as well. And I don't want to like take away from their work. And not 100%. That I'm taking, I don't want to take away from you as well, but, you know.
But, yeah, Maria's work, but the mom's work.
Yeah.
Like
the mom's work, yeah.
What do you want?
I don't.
I feel like you might want something.
No, it's your weekend. We're going to the Jewelers game on Sunday.
Yeah.
So meet and greet. Meet and greet
you
the mom.
Got me meet and greet passes?
No, I'm saying you will be the meet and greet.
Oh, meet. They're going to meet her.
You meet Mama Coleman at the Tulsa Jewelers game this Sunday.
Oh, goodness.
What are y'all doing this weekend for Mother's Day weekend? I haven't even asked you. Do you have any plans in particular?
I'm waiting to see what the kids do.
The pressure's on, Caleb.
Yeah, I know. So Caleb's better play something good.
I've been busy with the show and everything.
Wow. Wow.
Maybe he has some tricks up his sleeve, you know? You never know.
Don't say that.
He's wearing a hoodie, so maybe they're stuffed in there, you know?
Yeah. He's secretly fixing to take notes right now, like, do something for mom.
Yeah, yeah. It's here to remind me to make a plan for Sunday.
That happens in 2 days.
Oh, gosh, my Siri just went off. We'll pretend that did not happen. But no plans, no ideas.
I mean, I'm going to go to church with them. We're probably going to go out and get lunch afterwards.
Oh,
I'll figure something out.
Favorite restaurant to go to?
Olive Garden.
Mm. Oh, that's a family meal too.
Mm. Yeah, but we can go like once a year.
But that's.
That's it. Should be this weekend.
This is the once a year time.
Yeah, but
thanks, you know, Caleb, for
a little little disclaimer. First of all, not on me. Second of all, a little disclaimer: bringing 9 people to Olive Garden is not a very cheap experience.
Unlimited salad and breadsticks,
right?
Says otherwise.
Are you paying then
for the breadsticks
for us?
Jeez, if we have some RC Radio donors that want to help us out,
yeah. You can visit rcradio.com/donate.
Yeah, we're college students. We're poor.
It actually won't go to us if you donate there, but, you know.
Well, we'll find a way. We'll make a GoFundMe. Fund the Broker's Family Olive Garden Luncheon on Sunday.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to you? But it sounds good to her.
Works for me.
Don't worry.
She's not making any plans. It's Mother's Day.
It'll probably be like McDonald's.
I'll pay for McDonald's, I'll tell you that much.
No.
It's on him.
Thanks, babe. Really sweet of you.
Do you want, though, whatever you get, it's going to be a delicious meal. Are we eating anywhere? I don't know. I'm obsessed with
food.
Are
you eating?
After the Jewelers game, are we eating anywhere?
We're fasting.
Oh, man. My family is like kind of like a diet family right now. Can I say that? And me being a big boy, it has not gone over well for me back at home. Because, not going to lie, I'm not only a night owl making food, I'm a night owl and eating bad food. That's not good for me. So, there's only a certain amount of chicken breasts and veggies you can eat before it's not that great anymore. You're giving me the eyes right now. Are you going to say anything?
No.
You going to roast me? It's true, though. You guys are really pushing the protein shakes. Shout out to Easton back at home, making all those. The funny thing is, he makes a protein shake. I make a freaking, like, icy lemonade strawberry.
Like a smoothie?
Yeah, but, like, not a smoothie.
Smoothies are still healthy, though, for the most part.
Not this one. Not this one. It was shameful. And then here's the thing, like, speaking of the cats, I have 2 cats. And I'm not going to say I broke the old vacuum, but...
I am.
Okay. I would say I put a good print on that bad boy. And I think it might have done some wear and tear. But we got a new one. Not new cats, but a new vacuum. And yeah, you're shaking your head and laughing. Talk. Say what you want to say. No. You know, oh, here's the real thing. I'm not adopted. Let me clarify this. But I'm the weird middle child, you know what I mean? And I think now would be a perfect time to say if I was adopted, it'd be now.
Surprise!
I'm not adopted.
No.
But what blood type am I?
We don't know. Nobody knows.
I don't know my blood type either. It doesn't mean I'm adopted.
Mm-hmm. Michelle, do you know Kayla's blood type? She's thinking. She has an idea.
But she can't keep track of
everyone.
I have
an idea, but I don't know for sure.
I don't even know my blood type.
Exactly.
Oh, shout out to the plasma. Oh, hey, here's the thing.
Vacation's not going to fund itself, Caden.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'll bring up this story. So I'm going to say where I was doing this at, but I was trying to donate plasma through your blood and stuff like that. And my big old arms, they couldn't find a vein, so they rejected me. Meanwhile, my mom's running a whole pyramid scheme with the whole entire plasma bank place. And literally all the salon girls were going. They're all having a good time. And I can't even, the poor college kid can't even donate because my blood's so bad.
That's disappointing. I'm sorry.
You want to go with me one time?
I'll go with you. I won't donate, but I'll go with you.
You want to sit there for 5 hours with me?
I've donated once and I almost passed out and I don't really want to deal with that again. So,
have you donated plasma or blood before, Michelle?
I've donated blood. It was not a pleasant experience.
Exactly.
See, one time I did wasn't a pleasant, but plasma is different. What is the, how is the process different, mother?
You get money.
Okay, yeah, you get that coin for that.
Yeah, you got to stay focused on the money, and then you don't think about the actual donation process.
Yeah, the funny thing is they really sell it now. They're like, get $100 with a referral, and then if you come in 25 days and donate 4 things, you get an additional $50. I'm like, what am I doing here?
Well, if you refer me and I get money for it, I'll donate.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I will. So you only do that. I'm already referring my mom.
I have to pay for Olive Garden now, apparently. So.
this is for the family fun for the summer trip this summer. You guys are going on a trip
this
summer.
Depends. Correct. We need to make sure Caleb has good veins.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I've donated before, so I probably could.
I don't know, girl. They tried to test both of my arms, and they had to use both of them. For some weird reason. It's like some, in case of an emergency, they had to switch stuff or whatever. I don't know how it works. My mom knows.
Yeah, you didn't make it that far.
I didn't make it that far. It was terrible. It was so sad. I mean, literally, I wait in line for an hour.
I'll call this for you.
Yeah, I wait in line for an hour. And they turn me away. But you guys went on a vacation. Talk about that.
It's not exactly a vacation. We're not going to the beach or nothing, but.
It's still a vacation.
I guess.
We're going to go to a different state, and we're going to see things and do things. That's vacation.
Totally a vacation.
Oh, heck yeah. Anywhere beyond the
Your
confines
house,
of Oklahoma.
Right. Oh, yeah. You're not working,
I guess that's true.
And you're going somewhere, it's kind of like a vacation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fair enough, I would consider like even taking our dogs to Turkey Mountain a vacation. Mm. Actually, more of a hassle than a vacation.
I was going to say.
Yeah, shout out to them at home again.
We're going to Nashville for a week.
Yeah.
That's our fun. Vacation. That's on my bucket list.
I know. That's where I'm planning to get my master's degree or something from there.
You're going to ditch us at RC Radio to go to Nashville.
Well, I can't get a master's here. But you know what, though? I'm here for my bachelor's, and I'm here at RC Radio.
There you go.
It's kind of like Caden Coleman.
I thought I could take over the show soon, but I guess not, so never mind.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the funny thing. We've talked about that, because you have a theory that I'm taking over the station, but I have a theory that you're
slowly.
Like, I have a theory that you're taking over the station.
Well, see, the plan is I'm going to let you take it over, and then I'm going to take it over from you.
And then so get then that rug and just sweep out from
my I don't have to do all the work, but I still take over the station.
Okay. Here's the thing. Shout out to Tip at home.
Yes.
I can't go into specifics, but there may have been a accident. And we wish him a speedy recovery. We're thinking of him. I know I just randomly threw that out there.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
But I know it kind of was like not good timing. But Tip, I don't know if he's listening or not. We have the best boss ever. So nice, so sweet.
Very true.
None of this would be possible without him.
We wouldn't be on the air at 9 o'clock at night if it wasn't for him. So
I know.
Well, and Maria. No, everyone at RC Radio.
But can you believe that your mom and her family sat out there in the car for that long? I felt so bad. I mean, good for the softball girls, but like, man, they threw us a curveball with how long that game went. Oh, great. Yeah. My mom was a softball girl. She was a catcher.
Yes, I was.
Ooh. She also, she bragged on me before the show. She goes, do you even know how many innings are in a softball game? And I go, 7. She goes,
How many are in a baseball game?
Now that I don't
know.
Got
you there.
I'll figure out this Sunday at the Tulsa Drillers game. The Mama Coleman meet and greet. This on great. Sunday.
I'll just tell you now, it's 9.
And again, not only is it Sunday, Mother's Day, it's also my mom's birthday on Saturday. Tomorrow. Do you want to say how old you're turning, or you don't want to say that?
Don't, Peyton, never, don't never, ever ask that.
You never ask a lady her age.
Never.
Ever.
Yeah, you know what, Caden, you get one of these.
Thank you, Caleb. Yep. Favorite.
Well, with age comes wisdom. Everyone's like,
time to change topics.
Yeah. Well, you want to talk about anything in particular?
I'm just the producer. You're the host.
Well, I'm saying
I
your
thought you
mom's
had a game
here.
Plan for us.
I do have a game plan. You want to play the game?
Let's do it.
Okay. So I thought we would do a newlywed game, but with mom and son instead of newlyweds. So let's think of the name right now.
The newly bred.
That's pretty good, actually.
Newly bred. Although we're not newly breds, but you know, we're
college students.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll call it Mama Bear. And then make it Mama Bear, Mama Bear. How well do they know their cubs? Okay, everyone's awkwardly laughing at me. I will hand them. I'm handing them sticky notes now. Caleb, if you can hand them this sticky pad, and also hand them some pens as well. We will ask a series of questions, and basically your goal is to match the other person's answer. So, for example, the first question, let me pull it up on my phone, is what is my favorite movie? So your job is to write down what my favorite movie is, Mom. And then for Michelle, you write down Caleb's favorite movie. And
okay. We'll do we put our answers?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So
we'll give us like 15 seconds.
Yeah. I think my mom has a pretty good idea of this. I think your mom knows.
Is it movie?
Hope so.
Movie. Okay. Favorite movie.
And time is up.
Okay. Okay, y'all. This is going to be difficult. Okay. So, do you want a real verse? Michelle, what do you think it was?
Dark Knight.
That is correct.
Oh, yay. Good job. My mom's looking at me like, you better get this.
I'm still thinking.
You're still banking?
Can you give me, like, a small hint? I know what your favorite TV show is.
Okay. It's there's music in the movie.
Is it the La La Land?
No, it's A Star is Born.
Oh,
the most recent version.
It's so sad. I lost.
Yeah, it's so sad for her to watch.
I can't watch
movie.
It.
It's sad. Good movie, though.
Okay,
right?
Great movie.
Great movie.
Okay,
so now it's going to be a little bit harder because we're going to guess their favorite movie.
What the heck?
I know, we're kind of in a pickle here.
Okay.
Or just one of your favorites.
Okay.
If it's even close. I have an idea, maybe. You have any idea?
Good, because I don't.
I have no idea. Oh, gosh, I need to put the timer down.
I put this in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's
my goodness.
It's up. I think it's up there. I don't know. Michelle's like, they gotta be like, let's hope.
Okay, I
have several though, so I don't. It's
I have
hard.
This whole genre.
A death doesn't count. The genre is movie.
No, okay, it's more specific than that.
Okay, so for mine,
so they reveal it first. Oh, we guess first. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. So for mine, I put 16 candles. My
oh,
mom's
that's a good one.
I thought
I like that movie. I wouldn't say it's my favorite.
Is it
movie.
Up there?
I like The Notebook. How about
Ooh,
The
that's
Notebook?
That's a good one too.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, of course.
I mean, then we go to the other side, and we have
the Hallmark movies,
the documentaries.
Oh,
the Dateline.
We are. Wow. Oh yeah, we are a murder mystery family.
Murder mysteries.
Ooh.
But that's not really a movie.
That's true. But
we
The
fail.
Notebook.
Yes.
Okay. No shade. No shade.
All I right. do like 16 Candles. Everything
okay. 80s. I almost put Breakfast Club too.
Yes.
Anyways, that's true. Caleb, what was
I
your guess?
I just wrote a Hallmark movie. Some Hallmark movie out there. don't know.
I mean, yeah, there's lots of them that are mine.
No.
Oh my, what did you write, though?
I wrote Sound of Music.
Oh, okay.
No,
that's
Sound
like
of music.
An all-time favorite. So but neither one the, of us got it right. The Love Come Softly series on Hallmark, like that's like my number two. So
shout out to them if you're listening.
They're obviously not, but let's hope they are.
We should have like a family like get together where they just watch Hallmark movies and we just cause chaos because
my mom
during Christmas, besides working her tail off, she is sitting on that couch watching Hallmark movies.
That was the secret.
Okay. Yeah. She admits that there's a plot.
Maybe there's hope out there. And plus, you always know the ending.
Exactly.
Always. There's no guessing.
Are you putting that your single out on the air?
No.
Okay.
Caden, you just put that out on the air.
Yes.
No, she said maybe there's hope. I thought it was the romantic aspect of it. Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
There's hope for Christmas this year.
Yeah, that's always what happens. It always ends up snowing in the end.
Christmas lights come on.
There classic.
Yes.
And then they kiss, and then it's over.
The town, and it starts snowing.
Exactly.
Okay, beautiful.
There you go.
I don't know. I try not to watch those.
I've never seen one, but I can tell you the plot of every one of them.
That's right.
I've been terrified. I've been traumatized from watching those movies. Anyways, next, it is going to be favorite color. So you guys are going to guess our favorite color.
I don't even have a favorite color.
Oh, so can I put doesn't have one, and then we get a point?
You can just write down lame.
There's like three that I would deal with, I guess.
Okay, so where are those in? Oh. That was such a sassy way to say that. I'm sorry. My mom's looking at me like, I don't think she knows. Michelle's pretty confident in her answer, though.
Maybe.
We'll see how this goes. All right. Wait. You want to guess mine? She put blue. It is not blue. I like blue. It's orange. It is orange.
You're wearing blue right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, your room's in orange, but I thought you changed your mind.
Sorry. I did not. I did not change my mind. I love blue, though. I love blue, but...
I can see orange.
You see orange?
That fits you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Shout out to orange. I don't know. Okay.
Michelle, I pick green or black.
Caleb, what did I sign?
I have three written down, and okay. It's black, gray, and red. So one of them was gray.
Okay.
That's one point.
Caleb wears a lot of black hoodies and black attire.
He does.
Because my thinking is black or white matches anything you own. So
it's true.
I agree.
Can't relate. I said I wear clothes that don't necessarily, fit my body.
They never match.
Oh, that's true. They don't really match. It's more of a color scheme type of thing. You know.
There you go.
My mom's shaking her head like, man, I bought all this kid these clothes. Anyways, we're gonna guess your favorite color now. Your favorite color. I honestly may be lost on this one.
I know. I'm pretty confident in mine, though.
You should be.
I honestly am scared.
I'm getting really tired of this Jeopardy theme, by the way.
It's good, though. It's classic.
We need a new timer song, though.
Oh, I do not.
You have, like, 5 seconds.
Okay. Can it be really your guess first? Because I'm scared online.
I wrote in all caps pink.
That is correct.
Let's go.
Wow.
I took the pink.
The pink note post-its. And the pink t-shirt.
I'm rocking the pink today.
So, here's the thing. I also wrote pink/brown.
What?
Oh, gosh. I thought, like, a pinkish-red color.
I love this. Oh.
No, blue. I like blue.
Well, you weren't even close. Come on.
Like turquoise.
Okay, rude.
Get your head in the game.
Ocean.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Do you even know me?
Oh. Yes. You're making me look so bad on my own show.
Why are you bullying me?
That sound gets used more than anything in the show because y'all bully me. Okay, this one's going to be fun. This one's really, really fun. I thought this one, I was like,
I don't know.
Biggest pet peeve. That one's good. So you're going
to I'm going to give him like 20 seconds to guess, 30 seconds
for
to
mine.
Guess.
Can we have more than one?
Go, bonus points.
A list.
So are we guessing
yes,
yours
guessing
first?
For us.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
And just don't write Caleb for either one of you, please.
I have a lot.
I have a lot too, to be honest.
Okay. Wow.
Still going.
That was...
Oh, my goodness.
She's got, like, a whole page.
She's writing an essay right now.
Right.
Finals are over, but she's writing an essay.
I know.
Yeah.
Right.
She literally clicked her pen, looked at me like she was, like, she aced this final.
I almost
never seen anyone so confident. So, Mom, what'd you put for mine? You can list all of them off.
Okay. I'm going to go with taking all the dishes upstairs and never bringing them down. And then...
You're guessing my pet peeve.
What?
You're guessing my pet peeve.
Okay. Your pet peeve for me? Like, what you think?
No, for anything. Pet peeve of life. Or you. Whatever you,
I
love my mom.
This question was.
I'll say what mine was. Mine was someone not listening to me / being ignored.
I would have guessed that would have been yours for me when I'm texting clients and stuff back and I'm not listening to you.
I am gonna get exposed in the show. I might just retire for this episode.
Yep.
But back to my list.
Okay, go ahead.
Just kidding.
It's gonna be you next. I bet dishes are gonna be on her list. I eat food upstairs and. If it's just a little cheese it bowl, I mean...
I do the same thing. I do the same thing.
Yeah, and we have a rule at our house that there's no food
but
upstairs.
The thing about rules is...
Rules don't apply to Caleb, apparently.
The thing about rules is it only counts if someone catches you.
This is so revealing. We should have brought a therapist in here and just been like, listen, Caleb, no more bowls of Cheez-Its upstairs.
Exactly. After he was home for Christmas break and I went upstairs to his room, there's dishes
that's
everywhere.
Like,
I was like,
false.
Oh my God.
I cleaned myself up after that.
No, you didn't. All
right. This is going to turn to Jerry Springer real quick.
Yep.
Okay.
You picked the wrong question.
Does she guess hers first?
Guess what was Caleb's?
I really don't know. I'm sorry.
No, this is just my other. In all reality, a lot of things annoy me. So I had to think of some specifics.
I'm on that list.
The two that are nail biting and picking or bad drivers. I hate bad drivers.
Mm. Oh. Okay. Well,
that's why I don't like Caden driving.
Yeah, weird things you're friends with me. I'm not that bad of a driver, honestly, though. You have to admit that.
And I learned how to... I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. I learned how to drive fast for my mom, so...
Thanks, Caleb.
Yeah. with the speed limit, you know.
You hear the wink, police wink. Just coming. We're about the FBI just breaks through the window.
Yeah.
anyways.
But wait, question. Speed limits are suggestions, right? It's just a suggested speed, right?
I don't know.
Again, rules only apply if you get caught, so.
Well, see, I guess I did raise you that way.
Well, the dishes, I mean, busted. Anyways, now we're going to do y'all's pet peeves. So, this one I think I know a lot more than she knows mine.
30 seconds again.
Oh, some good ones. I'm going to... Writing my novel here. Real quick.
Yeah, I got a couple.
Okay.
All right. Oh my gosh. I have like two, and Caden has got a whole list as well.
Wow.
All right. Hey, Karma. Are you ready?
I read one thing off of this whole list.
But again, you have a list.
She didn't
too.
Expose you, though.
Like mother, like son.
That's yeah. it.
Okay, so do you want me to guess yours?
Sure.
Okay. In order. Just kidding, not in order. Dishes, again. Being tapped when I'm being ignored. I tap her sometimes where I'm like, hey, lady. And she does not like that. When she hears music that's not country.
That's she does so not like true. That.
And then also me waking up late. Or me being
a
night
that's
owl.
That's a good one. I also wrote carrying around your laptop. Watching a movie.
As a former roommate, I can see.
Specifically, Parks and Recs. Yeah. Nobody else can hear anything or do anything because...
Yeah. Full volume.
Yes.
No regard for any other human life.
Thank you.
Whatever. Here's the thing. I listen to y'all protein shakes stirring up in the morning. I want my Parks and Recs.
Side note, that's what people do when they wake up at a normal time.
Also, Caden, you own AirPods as well, so... What are you doing
with
those?
My laptop, though. I wanted the full screen quality and the full screen experience.
AirPods. You can connect AirPods to a laptop. I would know. I'd do the same thing.
Well, you're over here talking. Let's put y'all's.
Wait, what did you write down? Oh, you already said that.
Yeah, it's
you?
All mine. Yeah.
So do I say
go
mine?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
The two that I wrote are not coming downstairs in 0.2 seconds whenever you call and whenever I don't come home for the weekend.
Oh, that's sweet, though. My mom's like, get out of here. Just kidding, just kidding, just kidding, just kidding.
So the coming downstairs, yes. I didn't write that down, but I was about to. Because I hate it when I, like, yell up the stairs for them and they just yell down, what?
Or and then they I'm don't like, text come. Back when you text them and you know their phones are always in their hands.
Yes. Yes.
They don't answer the phone.
Yep.
They don't text back.
Yep.
But also, Caden, to be fair, don't moms sometimes not text back in a timely manner as well?
Oh, yeah. Well, my mom, I FaceTime everybody, so she better pick up. You know what I mean?
And I'm usually at work and have a pair of gloves or something.
And she usually makes it work, though. So shout out. My mom answers her phone pretty well.
I always respond to Caleb, immediately.
Can I say this, though? My mom, speaking of people that yell upstairs, my mom's like, my mom's pretty a pretty loud person. Again, just like me. You'll hear her down the street. It's so loud. Like, not even an anger yell. It's like, Caden. And then it rings throughout the whole universe. Same with your mom?
Oh, definitely.
But in a beautiful way. Like, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I know where home is because my mom is there.
Well, and I think it's just the mom voice. Like, once you become a mom, you just gain, like, a extra frequency in everyone's brains. They can hear you better.
That's true.
That's probably true.
Selective hearing.
Did you have any more written down? You said you had more.
Leaving doors open.
Oh.
Cabinet doors.
My mom's the exact opposite. I love shutting the door and locking it because I'm scared of home intruders. My mom's like, leave the door open, let the air come in.
No.
And I'm like, boop, AC.
Yeah, close the door.
Just waste more money on AC. Sorry, Mom. This is going to be fun. This is going to be us for them as well. So we're kind of switching up here.
This is the last one.
Yeah, probably. It's favorite dish your mom cooks.
Oh. Ooh. So we're guessing, they're guessing for us, right?
Yes.
So I guess this what I think his favorite dish is.
Yes.
That I cook. Okay.
That you cook.
This is easy.
Because the classic mom meals. My mom makes a lot of good meals. My mom's honestly a cook. Gordon Ramsay would love her. I'm trying to think.
Wasting your time talking.
On a good note,
he is, He's trying to get some good points. For
I plan a show for a reason, you know.
You haven't wrote down anything, Kate.
Because there's so many.
Just think of one.
Mm-hmm. Aw, that's cute.
You made the question.
I know.
The answers.
Well, there's so many. As
no, fun. That isn't. Right. I read it. You wrote. You can't do that.
Okay.
You can't do that.
Hold on.
He literally, I'll just, can I say it?
No.
I'll say it.
No, because this one's kind of someone.
I'll tell you after.
I want to know what he said.
Okay.
I'll tell you after.
All right. Okay, so who wants to go first? What's your guess for Caleb?
Mimi's mac and cheese.
That's correct.
My mom's mac and cheese recipe that I now make.
First off.
Ding. No.
That was good. I want to have Mimi's mac and cheese now.
It's really good.
It's amazing.
Wow.
We have it every holiday.
She's probably listening. I told them to listen tonight.
Oh, man. Shout out to Mimi out there.
The mom's mom.
Hey, you want, shout out to our Mimi as well. I don't think she's listening.
Probably not.
But she is killing it, right?
All right, yeah.
What's your guess for me, mother? We have spaghetti and garlic bread. I put lasagna soup, but I originally put Italian. So, but you went close in the ballpark. Yes. I love Italian.
I just feel like you can't say an entire country and call it good.
I guess.
He likes all of that, though. I even make this ravioli
thing. Yeah. No.
That he likes.
That's engraved in my mind. right now, honestly. Speaking of Olive Garden, there we go.
I'm just coming over to your house, I guess.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We should have a joint dinner. Just like we did. Oh, that'd be great. Anyways, that is all for this episode. Can you believe it? Mother's Day special. We, again, ran pretty late. So it's not, it's kind of late anymore. It's now it is late.
It's late.
One more shout out to Maria. And we're kind of cutting
Thank
into
you,
the
Maria.
Thank
Friday
you, Maria.
Night wrap up if yes. you want to listen to that as
Thank
well.
Thank you to It'll Maria. Thank you to Tip, our director. Thank you to the RSU softball girls for being awesome and winning their game today. Congrats. We're proud
of
you.
They've officially won 8 games in a row, and they're going to play next week in the tournament. So.
Good job.
Yes. But other than that, I think that's it for the show today. We are so grateful for you to listen, and I'll see you next Friday on It's Kind of Like with Caden Coleman. Bye, guys.